Hey, Kevin Wall here. This election will impact the direction of Nevada politics for many years to come. During last year's state legislative session, the Democrats nearly passed bills that would have made Nevada a sanctuary state, raised our taxes, increased regulations on our businesses, limited parent school choice, and violated our Second Amendment rights. If we don't elect Republicans throughout the state of Nevada on November 6th, these bills will pass during next year's legislative session. I urge you to vote and vote for Republicans up and down the ballot. And I urge you to vote no on ballot issue question 5. A no vote on question 5 is essential to maintain fair elections. A yes vote opens the door for voter fraud. California has acknowledged that 25,000 people were illegally registered to vote after they passed a similar law. This message has been paid for by the Nevada Federation of Republican Women. To find their club in your area, visit nvfrw.org. That's nvfrw.org.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Okay, so we have an arrest. In the bombings, the attempted bombings, or as CNN would like to say, the assassination attempt on two former presidents. I don't believe that to be the case at all. Sarah Sanders was out on the White House lawn yesterday and tried to tell the media that the president is not responsible for these bombing attempts. I want you to listen to Sarah Sanders, because what she, and tell me if she doesn't make sense. Then we'll get to your phone calls. We got a bunch of people holding. You want to join us, you can. 844-2-NEVADA. Is this unfair to the president? I think it is. I think this is unfair to the president. I think the president and his, quote, incendiary language is just his way of communicating with the American people. Now, there's the odd time. There are like three examples where he may have advocated violence, although I think he was joking in at least one, maybe all of them. The one where the guy was being escorted out, the protester, and he says, I'll pay for your legal bills if you beat him up. There was that, and there were a couple of other examples like that, and the media always points to that. But by and large, you listen to his rallies, there's nothing violent. And if the crowd starts chanting CNN sucks, nobody has ever taken Jim Acosta out back and beat the crap out of him. Because that's not the way we operate. It's not the way the Tea Party operated. I mean, they were the most law-abiding group I think I've ever seen in American politics. But people always want to say, well, you know, the Tea Party. Now, there was a group advocating violence. No, they did not. And by the way, they cleaned up after themselves. When they had a rally, they'd spend 2 hours cleaning up the park or wherever they had it. I mean, they're just good law-abiding citizens. Here was Sarah Sanders. This cut one. At the White House yesterday, don't blame the president for this bomb scare.
I think it is absolutely disgraceful that one of the first public statements we heard from CNN yesterday was to put the blame and the responsibility of this despicable act on the president and on me personally, when the person that is responsible for this is the person who made and created and put these suspicious packages in the hands and in the arms of innocent American citizens.
Now, I want you to listen to CNN. Who was this? This was Chris Cuomo last night taking on Sarah Sanders and others around the White House for the bombing scare comments. This is Cut 8, Chris Cuomo from CNN last night.
Certainly the media has a role to play in this process. When 90% of the coverage about this president is negative, despite the historic successes, when the ideas are perpetuated and continued of negativity, that is not helpful for the American discourse.
Is it helpful for the American discourse for her to not recognize a single attribute or contribution of the president to this dynamic? How is she supposed to have credibility, let alone be helpful in this situation, if she can't even admit what is so obvious to everyone else? The president isn't helpful to American discourse. The most lies, the most insults, the ugly descriptions of others, the most we've seen in a generation of leadership. It is his defining characteristic, what he himself calls his winning edge. And then Sanders went even further.
The president, I think, could not have been more presidential yesterday when he spoke directly to the American people. He condemned this violence. Let's not get lost in who is responsible for this heinous act.
They sit on the couch and they listen and they nod, not here. Presidential? Sarah, you keep using that word. As Inigo Montoya said, you keep on using that word. I do not think it means what you think it means. First one to tweet me the movie and the scene gets a hat or a shirt or a mug. Your choice. Now, I inject some levity, of course. Why? Because we got to take a breath. Otherwise, we'll be consumed by the pathetic nature of it all. A president who sets a standard for ugly talk, who sees himself as a victim when the people he calls his enemies get bombs sent to them, and he's the victim. But why wouldn't he think that when he is surrounded by those who nod and echo his hypocrisy? Sarah Sanders there with a stunningly straight face, calling his shirking of any role or responsibility presidential.
Let me just ask you, and then I promise you we will get to your phone calls. They're trying to pin this on the president. I don't think it'll stick, honestly. Don't think it'll stick. And I don't care. I don't care if this bombing suspect has been to 10 rallies, 10 Trump rallies. I don't really care. And you cannot tell me. I mean, do you really want me to play the montage from earlier? The incendiary comments by Democrats? Tell you what, let's do it. Just real quick. It's only a minute. Let's go to cut 4. And then you tell me, who is it that is sending out the incendiary rhetoric? Is it the Republicans? Is it Trump? Or is it the Democrats?
You cannot be civil with a political party that wants to destroy what you stand for, what you care about.
If you had to be stuck in an elevator with either President Trump, Mike Pence, or Jeff Sessions, who would it be?
Does one of us have to come out alive?
Please don't just come here today and then go home. Go to the Hill today. Get up and please get up in the face of some Congress people.
Michelle says that, you know, when they go low, we go high. No, no. When they go low, we kick them.
Press always asks me, don't I wish I were debating him? No, I wish we were in high school. I could take him behind the gym. That's what I wish.
Well, he wants to send the military to the border, so.
I want to send the military to the White House to get him.
Yes, I have thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House.
Thank you, Madonna. God. Let's get to your phone calls, see what's on your mind. Let's open up with Brady. Brady, you're up. You're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Yeah, good morning, Kevin. Now that they caught the Unabomber, Cesar Sayoc, how long is it going to take for the media to say that he was radicalized under Trump and he was forced to post propaganda on his van and make bombs? How long is that going to take?
I think it's already happening. I mean, if you go to social media, it's already going on. It's already going on. It's happening now.
Another thing, did you see what there's going to be a new movie out that Joe Biden and Robert De Niro, along with James Clapper, they're going to star in a new movie with Mel Gibson. Did you hear what that's going to be called?
No.
Unlethal Weapon 12.
Oh, God. I love that. We're going to take a quick break. We'll get your call screen. We'll get you on the air. Also coming up, Rob Lauer. Rob Lauer is one of the top reporters of his kind in our community, in our state. I mean, he's fabulous. He's coming up in just a couple of minutes. I'm Kevin Wall. Stick around. We got a whole bunch to do as we continue live and local now.
The Moving Wall, the traveling Vietnam Veterans War Memorial, will be in Las Vegas Thursday, November 1st through Sunday, the 4th, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. each day. The 3,400-foot half-size replica is open to the public and free of charge. Join dignitaries and Vietnam groups 11:45 Friday and 11:45 Saturday, a full turkey luncheon served to all veterans from all wars in service. I'm Jacob Jimerson on behalf of the Jimerson Law Firm, sponsor for this war memorial, inviting you to the memorial site 500 South Las Vegas Boulevard next to the Nevada Supreme Court building.
My fellow Nevadans, the annual fiscal burden on Nevada taxpayers caused by illegal immigrants is more than $630 million a year. I'm Joel Hanson, candidate for Attorney General. As your Attorney General, I will direct Nevada law enforcement agencies to report all illegal immigrants they encounter to ICE, and I'll vigorously prosecute any who commit violent crimes. Nevada must not become a sanctuary state. Please visit my website at votejoelhanson.com.
Paid for by friends of Joel Hanson.
My name is Dustin Coney. I'm the owner of Mr. Coney's Barbershop, and I'm a proud client of City National Bank. My grandfather was a barber, grew up in his shop, sweeping the floors. Being a barber is more than just somebody that's cutting hair. You are a friend, you're a brother, you're a neighbor, and that's what inspired me to get into it. I was referred to City National by Gina McAllister. She is somebody that I trust with my entire business.
When Dustin came to me as a new business owner, I knew referring him to City National Bank would be a good idea because I knew they would take care of him.
It was important to be with people that I know care about me and my success and offer products and services that will help my business reach its long-term goals. I see Mr. Coney's being in every city in the United States of America. I see products, I see hair salons, I see everything. And I know as my business grows, my relationship with City National will grow.
The people you trust City National. Visit CNB.com to learn more. City National Bank, an RBC company. CNB, member FDIC.
Nevada candidate for governor Steve Sisolak wants to prevent you from protecting your home and family from criminals. Sisolak is following the lead of radical anti-gun senator Dianne Feinstein, whose newest assault weapons ban includes most of the handguns and semi-automatic rifles Americans use to protect them and their families. In fact, Feinstein said if she could, she would ban all guns. And Steve Sisolak is following her lead. That's why anti-gun groups like Everytown USA, funded by Michael Bloomberg, have poured millions of dollars into races for candidates like Sisolak this year. Sisolak's agenda is simple: to ban semi-automatic firearms, allow government bureaucrats to seize your guns without any court hearing, and maintain a government list of every American who owns a gun. That's why Gun Owners of America is proud to endorse Nevada Attorney General Adam Laxalt for governor. Adam Laxalt will defend the Constitution and your right to protect your home and family from criminals. Paid for by Gun Owners of America.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? We're happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. It's a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. You choose your doctor and hospital, starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all kids. For more info, visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
The U.S.-Mexican border is overrun by Mexican drug cartels, drug trafficking, human trafficking, sex trafficking, illegal immigration, and violence. President Trump asked governors in the Southwest to send National Guard troops to the border to help out just until he builds a wall. Adam Laxalt said if elected governor, he will refuse President Trump's request to send Nevada National Guard troops to the border. But Ryan Bundy will work with President Trump and defend our border. Vote Ryan Bundy for Nevada governor. Paid for by Ryan Bundy for governor campaign.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you in part by my friends at Meowawana. Ask for the Kevin Wall 15% discount on the best catnip on the planet. It really is. Treat your BFF, that's best feline friend, mine is Carly, to something special. Grab your smartphone right now. Check it out. Meowawana.com. That's Meowawana.com. Let's get to your phone calls. See what's on your mind. In fact, let's do it. Let's go to Robert. Robert, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
I just want to say you're awesome, sir. Incredible. I want to mention a couple of things. Steve Sisolak, I stood there and watched you stand next to Reverend Moon and the accountant Lorna said that you took a $5,000 cash donation. I want you to take the polygraph and tell us what the hell that was all about. I stood there and watched it, so you can call me anytime. We want to expose you. What are you doing standing next to a guy who is a personal friends of Kim Jong-un? You got problems. We don't need Steve Sisolak. He's a crook. I'll tell you in your face. Next thing is we're using Symantec's PC Anywhere software is installed in the ESS systems, and also there's a remote service software that's in the Sequoia system. So, hey, Barbara Stagaski, how come you can access that with the Surface Pro 3? So we have software inside our voting systems that can alter the score and change the score. We need a federal investigation right now. And
hey, but you know what we really need? We need a judge, any judge, that will say, let's audit these two precincts, three precincts, one precinct, and let's find out about the integrity of the vote. Rob Lauer will join us in just a bit. He's a smart guy, and he's dealt with this. He's with 360newslasvegas.com, and he's done a lot of stories on the integrity of the vote. And many believe that if some of these races are as close as we're being told, I don't happen to think they are. But that if they are as close as we're being told, that they're close enough that some shenanigans could end up impacting the races all across the state. I'm not trying to scare anybody. I'm just telling you. We're being told these races are razor thin. I don't happen to believe that. I really honestly don't. But I will tell you this. This is one of those things that we don't like to think about because they're hard to prove and all of that. But you know, a simple thing called an audit, and I know Danny Tarkanian's tried to get audits. Everybody's tried to get audits, and judges just won't grant them. I don't know why. I don't know why that is. Now, a lot of people have come up to me. And they ask me, you know, questions like, well, what about yes on three or no on three or yes on six or no on six? But one of the things I hear more often than not is this whole notion that, well, it's just a midterm and there's not really that much. The president's not on the ballot, although he really is. His policies, his America First policies, I think, are. But Sean Hannity did maybe as as good as I've seen at telling voters what is at stake on November 6th. And again, early voting going on right now, most places around the state. And the great thing is you don't have to vote in your district or in your precinct. You can vote anywhere. They'll have access to you. But Sean Hannity did, I thought, a really nice job in explaining what is at stake on November 6th, why it's important to get engaged, why it's important to vote.
Tonight, it's sad that the media, the left, Democrats, seem to only care about scoring cheap political points and political rhetoric and vitriol, but only when the left is a target. It's like they only care about Russian collusion if it's Trump. Just like they only care about potential sexual assault from 40 years ago when it's Kavanaugh, but not, let's see, Cory Booker or Keith Ellison or their beloved Bill Clinton. That's off limits. No calls for FBI investigations in any of those cases. It is a shameful double standard. You have 12 days. This is a choice between a party of principles, a president that's keeping his promises, and a party of fear. A party of high taxes. They want their crumbs back. They've said so. A party that is planning to cut more taxes and make the tax cuts permanent. That's your choice. A party that wants open borders, eliminating ICE, or a party of sanctuary cities and states, or a party that believes we need to protect our southern border and build a border and build a wall. A party that wants more endless regulation, or a party that says regulation is the stranglehold of business in America. Those that believe in top-down health care, Obamacare, versus a free market, better healthcare system that works. In other words, health savings accounts or healthcare cooperatives. Then, of course, their big goal, you give power to Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer. What is their quest? Impeachment. But just don't tell the American people. Just like John Podesta advises, don't talk about immigration. Don't tell people how you really feel. In 12 days, you have the power to literally again shock the world. The power's in your hands. You decide, not them.
See, I think that was brilliant. And there's not a whole lot I can add, except locally, there were 41 bills that were vetoed in the last legislative session. It is vitally important that we elect Adam Laxalt. We need a Republican governor. And by the way, I suspect, unlike our current governor, our future governor, Adam Laxalt, I think is going to be a real Republican, not just a Republican in name only. I think you'll see things coming from this new governor, Adam Laxalt, that will sound more Republican than Brian Sandoval. Brian Sandoval was a squishy rhino. But he did veto 41 bills last session. That's why we need a Republican governor. That's why you need to engage right now. Early voting underway all across the state. Coming up, Rob Lauer. We'll talk about some of these issues. It's all coming up live and local now.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Live and local now. So much going on. 11 days to Election Day, but there's so much other stuff that's going on around our state, around our town. And joining us, our friend Rob Lauer from 360newslasvegas.com, who joins us from time to time. Good to have you with us. Hard to believe we've been talking about this election like for forever, and now it's 11 days away.
I know. It's amazing how it just 11 days from now, we're going to determine Congress, the Senate, the House, the Assembly, the governor's race, the Senate races. I mean, this whole world that we see right now could change dramatically in 11 days.
Let me just ask you. A lot of people ask me about the civility thing. And I want to ask you because you've done some very controversial stories that a lot of the power people in this town probably don't like. And I'm just curious, this whole notion of civility. It seems as if the left wants a one-way street. They don't want to take down Maxine Waters or Joe Biden or any of these people, Cory Booker or any of these people that use the incendiary language, advocating physical violence against people. They don't want to take them down, but they do want to take down the president. Can we live in a civil society where people aren't muzzled? Is that possible?
Not in a free society. You know, I recall the day the president was inaugurated, I reported on this station with you.
With us.
That's right.
Yeah.
From Washington, D.C., with a camera standing in the middle of the street watching Antifa, the day he was elected, the day he was nominated, sworn in, burning a limousine in the middle of the street in Washington, D.C., rioting, breaking into buildings. This was day one of this administration that the left was using violence and attacking Republicans, attacking conservatives. They did this. They've sent in thugs. I call them thugs. They sent them into Trump rallies to beat up Republicans. They did this in Berkeley with impunity. They've done this all throughout. And so the truth is, the reality is that violence begets violence, and they have to expect at some point that some people that are more susceptible to this kind of thing might react. And that's probably what we're seeing with some of these things in the news right now. So I think that if the left wants violence, if they don't want violence, they need to stop and crack down on their own people. They need to crack down on their own left and hold them accountable.
You know, it's funny. We've been talking for the last year and a half, almost 2 years, about the possibility of Russians interfering with our elections. Here we are now 11 days from an election, and we've got a major event, an October surprise, so to speak. This whole bombing scare thing, and by the way, none of the bombs, thank God, none of them have gone off. Maybe they were not intended to go off. We don't know. We'll find out more about that as we go along. But who's this going to help? Who's it going to hurt? Or is it no impact either way?
Well, we all know that the left and the media and CNN and MSNBC and Hillary Clinton and George Soros, if this 50-year-old that they captured, that they arrested today, turns out to be a Trump supporter with a MAGA hat on Facebook, that they're going to blame the president. And in fact, they blamed the president before they even knew who it was. So we just know that they're going to come out and blame the president and do what they do. And even if it was a Democrat who did it, they'd still blame the president somehow, some way. That's what they do. They have no other game plan. They have nothing to offer. The only thing they have to offer is impeachment. All they have to offer is higher taxes. All they have to offer is more unemployment and higher regulations. And they have a failed agenda. President Obama failed, and President Trump has turned around this economy and turned it up to 4% growth and more jobs out there than people. You know, at some point, these people on welfare are going to have to get off their ass and go work, right?
We got jobs for them.
Right? There's plenty of jobs.
Let me ask you a question, though. And again, Rob Lauer joining us from 360newslasvegas.com. And I want to ask you about, in particular, what's at stake in this state. We've talked today with Diane Baranowski, who's the head of the she's the president, I guess, of the Nevada Federation of Republican Women. We've talked with Jill Tolles up in District 25. And I want to ask you what you see as being on the ballot. What is it that's at stake? What is it that's on the line for voters all across the state of Nevada, not just now during early voting, but on November 6th?
Well, as you know, I actually wrote up and put out a question ballot guide with all six ballot questions and gave my advice, my direction, my input on each of the 1 through 6 ballot questions. And in fact, I pretty much support only number one, which is Marcy's Law. I support that 100%. And I know a lot of people are questioning that, but I'll explain that. But the rest of my, I was a no on all of them. I interviewed a woman named Allison Treger. It's on our website at 360 News Las Vegas. She was stalked by this psychopath who called her thousands of times, up to 20 times a day, leaving horrific messages. She got a restraining order. He violated it. He was eventually arrested and extradited from Arizona to here. And he was given a one-year suspended sentence with a one misdemeanor, and he was ordered to seek psych help and report for probation. He was released early without her being notified. And he didn't go get psych help. He didn't get file with the probation department. He just went off into the wind. And she couldn't do anything about it for months. She was calling and calling, and no one knew where he was, and no one would do anything even about it. No one would do anything for 3-4 months while he's out there in violation of the court order. And so Marcy's Law, what it does is this. It would have given Allison the standing to go into court herself and ask the judge to issue a bench warrant. But she couldn't get the DA. She couldn't get the probation department to act. Even though we have a system in place called Vine that's supposed to notify victims, they didn't do it. They failed. The whole system failed. And the fact is, I don't blame Steve Olson. They have 60,000 cases a year. It's just too much. So victims, through Marcy's Law, have the ability to walk into court and the standing under the law to say, Judge, this guy violated the law. He violated your order. Issue a bench warrant. And that's the power that Marcy's Law gives. And that's why I support that, because I've seen it firsthand. Question two, which is giving exemption for female hygiene products. I'll tell you why I'm against that. It's very simple. If we let Democrats chip away at the state sales tax here and there, we're eventually going to have an income tax. We don't have an income tax right now. But, you know, the government does need to procure money from somewhere to pay for roads, bridges, police, all that stuff. And frankly, I understand women need this product, but, you know, men need to shave. And we all need cell phones, and we all need all kinds of things that we can claim every day we need that should be exempt. The great thing about this, the state sales tax, it is universal and it's equal and fair across the board for everyone. We do need, and by the way, I looked on Walmart, and the average package of feminine hygiene products was, I think, $8 for a 2-month supply. So the average tax that a woman is paying per month, according to that, is $1 a month. So $12 a year they're paying for feminine hygiene products in sales tax. Now that's $7 million a year that we would have lost from roads and bridges and stuff, which they'd have to make up for. And you know the Democrats would say, we need an income tax. So we need to preserve our status in this country as a low-tax state. That's what's the golden goose for our state, right? It's the fact we don't have a corporate income tax. We don't have a state income tax. We don't have an income tax. We only have a sales tax and a bunch of fees, of course. And that's what's attracted a lot of businesses to come here. And that's one of the big reasons that a lot of us conservatives were so adamantly against the commerce tax being implemented, because it was frankly an income tax. It's a gross income tax on any company that makes over $4 million a year. And it's wrong, and it should have been blocked. And anyways, that's another story. So the point is, on question two, for the same reasons I oppose a commerce tax, I oppose this because it just leads to an income tax.
Question three is the one I get the most people asking me about. Yes on three, no on three. And, of course, the no on three, they've had tons of ads. I mean, every other ad that's not a Jackie Rosen ad is a no on three ad.
I really studied that issue, and I really read it. And my concern was when I read the actual question and the legislative language, it said in there specifically, it said that the distribution and the electric lines and the transmission lines were actually exempt from deregulation. So if NV Energy still controls access to your home through the power lines, how does that work? If you want to spend $100 million and take 10 years to build some kind of natural gas or solar plant energy and sell it to the retail market, you got to go through NV Energy still in the transmission line. So this thing to me just looks like, I'm going to be blunt, looks like the casinos just trying to get out of NV Energy for cheap. That's what it looks like. That's who's funding it, frankly, are the casinos. And I understand why they want to be out of it. They don't want to pay those rates, and I get it. I get it. But they're leaving the rest of us on the hook. And so I would be for this, honestly, if it was truly deregulation and the power transmission lines were deregulated completely and were available and accessible to everyone who wanted to build a power plant. But that's not the way it works.
For instance, I voted yes. And simply because I have this thing about monopolies. And, you know, whether it's LASIK or all these other things, when you get lots of competition, the price of the product or service comes down. And I fully expect that that will probably happen here eventually. It's not going to happen overnight as we bring in more infrastructure to it. So you say no, I say yes on that one.
I agree. I hear you on that. And I understand your perspective on that. And I'm generally in favor of more competition. But this is an area also where it is a monopoly. You have a natural monopoly. You do have a natural monopoly where you have power lines and transmissions where you have to go through. You have just like they're basically a highway of electrical wires. So they are regulated. But we can agree to disagree on that.
Okay.
The next one is number four, which is a medical patient tax. This is a sales tax exemption for medical devices. Again, those sales taxes pay for the medical devices for the poor. They pay for all kinds of things. They pay for Medicare, Medicaid, all those things. And again, I'm opposed to exempting anyone, giving any special favors or special interest groups exemptions on any of this stuff. We all should pay sales tax the same amount across the board. And we need to preserve the system that we have of sales tax so we don't have an income tax. It's the same argument.
Okay, five is the one. And I know you've done a lot of reporting.
Yes.
On voting and the integrity of the vote. And talk a little bit about five.
So five is the automatic voter registration system at the DMV, which is under the current rules, it's an opt-in system where you voluntarily opt in when you register your car or you get a driver's license, you opt in to register to vote, and the DMV has you fill out a form, and they transmit the form to the Clark County Registrar's Office or the Secretary of State, depending on the part of the state. The problem I have with this is, one, it's going to turn it into an opt-out. So everyone with a driver's license, everyone with a state ID, everyone with a car registration will automatically be registered to vote, and that includes felons. That includes people with green cards. And I know this for a fact because I spoke with the DMV, and I know this for a fact that their computer system does not red flag in any way, shape, or form or distinguish anyone who has a felony or who has a green card. So if you have a green card, you get the same driver's license as the rest of us. It's just the expiration date is the date of your expiration of your green card. That's it. So if you pull them over, there's no distinction. Now, that to me is insane that we're going to be automatically registering felons and people with green cards. And we're going to be submitting this to the registrar's office. And by the way, I've asked the registrar's office, the Secretary of State's office, they don't check. They're on the honor system. So if you are a felon or if you have a green card, they don't verify any of that. They're on the honor system. You have to say, hey, take me off. And that's what's going to happen. That's the problem with what's going to happen. And so I'm working with some people here in town, and if this passes, we are ready to file a lawsuit to block it and fight it in court. We are going to fight this in court the day after if this passes, because this cannot go into effect. This is going to undermine our entire system. Our entire republic is going to be threatened by this law.
I had somebody the other day bring me a bunch of their mailers, and a lot of them have, and they're obviously on some sort of voter roll because they're getting these mailers.
Right.
And the first thing they said is, well, wait a minute. Why am I getting these mailers to my address and it's not my name on them? It's somebody else's name. It's because they're still registered to vote.
Well, the problem is that our registrar of voters has failed to maintain our system, and it's corrupted. It's some.
They have purged some, right?
It's on a voluntary basis. And by the way, when they transmit that information from the DMV, it doesn't come with a Social Security number. So how do you know who the person is? How do you know? The system is broken. It needs to be fixed. That's the point. And if we're going to allow the DMV to be used to transmit information for voter registration, they have to be able to red flag it if the person is a green card holder or a felon. And that doesn't do that right now.
Okay. Number six is the 50% by 2030.
Right, for a solar
panel. For alternative means of power. This, to me, was an easy call. This was like, don't think so.
Natural gas is clean, efficient. We have 500 years of natural gas. And I don't have any stock in natural gas companies, by the way.
No conflict of interest.
Okay, no conflict of interest. And I remember my folks in the 70s had solar panels on the roof to heat the pool in L.A.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah. We've had solar for years. And it's still so expensive to put up that you need a subsidy. And by the way, you know, the most solar panels today are manufactured in China.
Yeah.
And so we're going to be relying on China for our energy, if that's the case, rather than natural gas, which is plentiful here in the U.S. because of President Trump's great policies on energy. So I don't want to pay for your solar panels on your roof. I'm sorry. Pay for your own freaking solar panels. I'm not paying for them. And if you want to pay for them, you want to help the environment, great, go for it. But I prefer natural gas, and I prefer to save money.
Well, this is what I don't understand, and what has been my guiding light through all of this has been when alternative forms of energy, wind and solar and that kind of thing, when it becomes cost efficient, then I'll be for it. Right now, because we give subsidies to the industry, it's very cost efficient. People have to have no out-of-pocket expense. They just put the panels up, NV Energy connects them, and all of a sudden they're sharing energy, so to speak. But that's because of the subsidies.
Absolutely.
You take away the subsidies, and down the road you pass six, and all of a sudden we're going to be buying more expensive energy, not the cheap natural gas or nuclear, whatever it might be. We're going to be buying the more expensive, and that's where I draw the line.
Well, what's interesting is these same people who support six oppose nuclear energy, which is truly efficient, cheap, and plentiful, and they oppose it. So if you really want to save money, you really want to have a power supply system that's cheap and plentiful and renewable, nuclear energy is the source.
I want to ask you, and I've only got just a minute or so, you folks at 360 News Las Vegas .com, you're going to be expanding after the election, am I right? And you don't have to give it all away, but you folks are getting bigger and better.
Absolutely. We're now on Roku. We actually have our own Roku channel. You can watch our content on Roku. We're on Amazon. We're on YouTube. We're on our own website. We're on Facebook. And we're actually expanding our content. We're trying to reach out to more of the community, include more of the community, small business owners. We're trying to support small business owners. We're going to be launching a show called Vegas Foodie TV next month. We already got several episodes in the can where we're filming local chefs, local restaurant chefs, making foods. It's a cooking channel.
So in other words, I can watch them being cooked on the show and then that night go to the restaurant.
That is the point exactly of the show, is to support local businesses. Because I've watched PBS cooking shows on the Sunday, and I'm watching some MasterChef that's been doing it for 30 years. I'm not making that food. I'm never cooking that food. And then he tastes it. He tastes it and he goes, how good is this? So we're at least with Vegas Foodie TV, you can actually go to the restaurant tonight and taste the food that they're cooking, or you can order it on Grubhub and deliver it to your home.
I love that. I love it. Rob, we're out of time. I wish we had like all day to just kind of chat, but we'll have you back in, I promise. And again, folks, go to 360newslasvegas.com and you can check this all out. That's Rob Lauer. I'm Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us. Live and local now. Hey, Kevin Wall here. This election will impact the direction of Nevada politics for many years to come. During last year's state legislative session, the Democrats nearly passed bills that would have made Nevada a sanctuary state, raised our taxes, increased regulations on our businesses, limited parent school choice, and violated our Second Amendment rights. If we don't elect Republicans throughout the state of Nevada on November 6th, these bills will pass during next year's legislative session. I urge you to vote and vote for Republicans up and down the ballot. And I urge you to vote no on ballot issue question 5. A no vote on question 5 is essential to maintain fair elections. A yes vote opens the door for voter fraud. California has acknowledged that 25,000 people were illegally registered to vote after they passed a similar law. This message has been paid for by the Nevada Federation of Republican Women. To find their club in your area, visit nvfrw.org. That's nvfrw.org.
Hello, my name is Richard MacArthur. I'm running for re-election in Assembly District 4, which is in the northwest part of Las Vegas. I have lived in Las Vegas for 38 years and want Nevada to be a good place to live and work, raise a family, feel safe, and be able to start a business. I support lower taxes, limited government, the right to keep and bear arms, school choice, and voter ID. I'm opposed to sanctuary cities and amnesty for illegals. I humbly ask for your vote in the general election in November. Again, Richard MacArthur, Assembly District 4. Paid for by the committee to elect Richard MacArthur.
Although Republican State Assembly candidate Dennis Hoff passed away just 3 weeks before Election Day, his name is still on the ballot. And if he wins, county commissioners would have to appoint another Republican to serve out his term. That's why Republicans need him to win District 36, to keep Democrats from stealing the seat and getting a supermajority advantage. That would allow them to pass tax hikes and override gubernatorial vetoes. For more information, go to keep36red.com. That's keep36red.com. And let's win this one for Dennis, paid for by friends of Hoff.
Two men, two different paths. Las Vegas politician Steve Sisolak started as a telemarketer, hounding Nevadans with calls during dinner. Then he became a politician, first a university regent, doubling tuition prices on Nevada students, and later as a Clark County commissioner, where Sisolak was called corrupt by a judge, investigated by the FBI. Sisolak has reportedly handed out government contracts to his Las Vegas contributors. Then there's Adam Laxalt. Laxalt served our nation in uniform, volunteered for Iraq, taught at the Naval Academy, became America's youngest attorney general. Laxalt tackled opioid abuse, prosecuted elder fraud, fought for our local land and water rights, and has successfully led the way in protecting our constitutional rights as Nevadans. Sisolak and Laxalt, which one for governor? Sisolak, who has always looked out for himself, or Adam Laxalt, who has always looked out for you? Paid for by Laxalt for Nevada.
Nancy Pelosi is trying to take over Nevada. Do I have your attention? Hey, Kevin Wall here with a very important message for all Nevadans. If you want to stop Nancy Pelosi and elitist out-of-state liberals from invading our state, you've got to get out and vote for Danny Tarkanian. Danny is the Trump-endorsed conservative candidate for Congress. He's a fighter, offering real solutions for Nevada families, solutions like school choice. Danny believes that you as parents deserve a say in how your tax dollars are spent and which education system is best for your children. And Danny will work hard with President Trump to finally secure our borders. For our safety and security, it's an absolute must. In Congress, Danny will strengthen our country and our state by supporting the America First agenda that's already making America great again. Congress has been broken for a long time, folks, and that's why we need Danny Tarkanian's common sense approach. He'll get things done in Washington. I urge you to do the right thing for Nevada and for America and support our friend Danny Tarkanian for Congress.
I'm Danny Tarkanian, and I approve this message, paid for by Tarkanian for Congress.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Let's go!
He uprooted his family business. Moved it from the People's Republic to Nevada. We'll talk about that next. Live and local now.
Are you hanging on the edge of your seat?
Hey, Kevin Wall here. I trust Adam Laxalt to protect Nevada's identity and our values as governor. As attorney general, he protected us from sanctuary cities and threats to free speech. His opponent, known as Shady Steve Sisolak, was called corrupt by a judge for trying to give government contracts to political cronies. He claims every tax is on the table and plans on raising our property taxes. As governor, Adam Laxalt will keep Nevada prosperous and free and keep us from turning into California. Early voting begins October 20th, paid for by Laxalt for Nevada.
Roberto's Taco Shop, real Mexican food you like.
In Mexico, there was a phrase we used to say after enjoying a wonderful meal. Fabuloso. That's what best describes the authentic Mexican dishes prepared at Roberto's. Choose from over 100 family recipes. You see, Roberto's uses only the finest and freshest ingredients available.
Roberto's Taco Shop, real Mexican food you like.
Ah, it's going to be a glorious day.